Thank God it's Free Range. You are listening to Free Range Radio Friday with your host, Michael Elves. Pour yourself a beverage and turn up the volume, because here on 101.5 UMFM, the weekend starts now.
UMFM. This is Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. I'm Michael Ells, kicking things off for us tonight. That is Royal Canoe with Peep This. the latest single from their forthcoming album. That'll be out in 2019, but the single dropped earlier this week. The phone lines are open. Pledgerama 2018 is underway as of 6:30. Our goal is $36,000. We'll be running through till next Friday night at 8 p.m. So there's some time, but get your pledges in now. 204-474-6610 is the pledge line to call, or you can visit umfm.com and /donate, or just umfm.com and hit donate on the front page there. Speaking of the website, if you have been on it since October 1st, that is the new website that we put together with some of the funds from last year's Pledgerama, and our thanks to donors from last year, and our advance thanks for those who will be donating over the next week. We've got a busy show for you tonight. We're going to be giving away some tickets to Jacob Bro. We've got an interview that I did with the Danish guitarist, and we've got our return of the Ticket Monster Go to the Show segment coming up just after this next song. And coincidentally, she recommends the Jacob Bro show at Goodwill. So we're going to get into that after this right here from the Budapest duo Savages y Suefo. It's called Keep Going On, and we're going to keep going on here on the phones, 474-6610. Thank you.
Somebody said you had to keep going. Just going on. Just going on.
Hey, it's Ticket Monster. If you follow my blog on Facebook, you know that I rarely do research before going to shows. I don't watch YouTube videos, I don't like listening to the music, I rarely read interviews. I just don't want to know anything about shows before I see them. I want to walk in totally blind with an open mind and see what happens. During the 2017 TD Winnipeg International Jazz Fest, I bought a ticket to see Gregory Porter. And I knew about Gregory Porter. I had heard about him. I knew about his voice and how luscious and wonderful it was. But what I hadn't anticipated was that his backup band would end up being one of my top five shows of 2017. And that band was Danish guitarist Jacob Bro, his trio. And they played at the Burt, they opened for Gregory Porter. And it was an incredible show. I didn't anticipate that I'd be as blown away as I was by his music. He just had so much landscape and just atmosphere. It was just incredible. I remember at one point, I was having a lot of trouble staying in the theater. And when I say that, I mean that my body was sitting there, but my soul and my mind were just all over the world. I was running with gazelles in the Serengeti. I was flying with birds across the Great Wall of China. Like, it was just incredible, the places that this music took me. And I just loved it. It wasn't, I will say that it was not for everyone. There was some people that walked out. I think it's because maybe they weren't totally open to Jacob Bro's music. If you were there just to see Gregory Porter and just to see, you know, that soulful voice, then this was definitely not that. But I found it absolutely amazing. Jazz Winnipeg is bringing back Jacob Bro for a show this coming Sunday. So I'm recommending that. That's my recommendation for this coming week. That's on October 14th. You can get tickets at Jazz Winnipeg, and he's playing at the Goodwill Social Club with his trio. That's Thomas Morgan on bass and Joey Barron on the drums. They have a new album out called Bay of Rainbows. It's a live album recorded at the Jazz Standard in New York last year. And the song I want to play is called Evening Song. So sit back. It's one of the shorter Jacob Bro songs. They tend to be a little bit on the long side. This one's about just under 5 minutes. So sit back if you're able to. Close your eyes if you're able to. And just see where the song takes you. Here we go. Evening Song, Jacob Bro. Evening Song by Jacob Bro. That's off of his new album, Bay of Rainbows, which was recorded live at the Jazz Standard in New York last year. So, what did you think of that? Did you like it? Were you moved at all by it? Because he's playing here this Sunday, sorry, October 14th, at the Goodwill Social Club. Tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com or at their office at 100 Arthur Street. If you're at all interested in that, then I highly recommend you buy the ticket. And if it doesn't work out, whatever, it's just a night out and it's fine. But if you end up really getting it and loving it like I do, then it's quite the experience. As always, you can reach me at Ticket Monster on Facebook, and there's a huge list there of upcoming Winnipeg shows that I'm recommending, as well as stories of past shows that I've seen. The last one was The Weather Station. There was Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears before that, and before that, Sir Paul McCartney. Have a great week.
LA guitarist Tommy Guerrero with El Camino Negro from his new record, The Road to Nowhere, coming out on Two Good Records. It's great stuff. I love Tommy Guerrero. Glad to have him back in my life. So, as Ticket Monster relayed, Jacob Bro, this Sunday night, rather, at the Goodwill, brought to you by Jazz Winnipeg. And Jazz Winnipeg have graciously given us a pair of tickets to give away. I am going to give them to the first person. Call 204-474-6610 and make a pledge of $10 or more. So these tickets are worth well more than $10, but that's all you have to do. 474-6610 to make a pledge. And in just a couple of minutes here, we're going to hear my interview with Jacob Bro, at least a portion of it. Then we'll take a little break, talk about some pledges again. Don't forget, you can go to online, umfm.com/donate to make a pledge. I want to shout out Adam Feynman, who's already made a pledge on the line. And want to remind you that there's some fantastic incentives. We're going to go over them all over the course of the week. But one of the big ones this year, the 1882 Hot Sauce Company has done a special UMFM-only hot sauce with Saskatoon berries and Piri Piri peppers. And it is fantastic stuff. And you can only get it by pledging at 474-6610 or online at umfm.com/donate. So get your pledges in. We've got stuff for you, including this great radio that you have loved year-round here on UMFM. Well, the last time he was here, he opened for Gregory Porter, but Danish guitarist Jacob Bro will be back. Jazz Winnipeg bringing him to the Goodwill on Sunday, October 14th, and he joins us by phone. How are you doing, Jacob?
Thank you. I'm doing good.
Now, you're set to release a new record on October 5th called Bay of Rainbows on ECM. This is your second release this year, though.
That's true. Yeah, that's quite unusual, I guess, with ECM. My first album this year was called Returnings, and it was a quartet album.
Mm-hmm.
It just turned out like that somehow. Bay of Rainbows is with my touring group, and for me it was very important that that album came out because we are sort of developing my music on the bandstand somehow, touring, playing concerts, and. And to be able to keep doing that, we also need to release a CD every now and then. So, yeah.
Now, I mean, in terms of the timing of the releases, that doesn't necessarily mean that Returnings and Bay of Rainbows were, you know, recorded around at the same time.
like, was it a kind of happenstance that these are both coming out within the same calendar year, or were they kind of products of some like kind of overlapping area of writing or creativity for you?
Well, I recorded them with 1 year in between. Returnings was recorded the summer of 2016, and Bay of Rainbows the summer after. But I mean, well, my first album as a leader for ECM was with a trio with Jon Christensen and Thomas Morgan, and at one point while touring with that group, well, we came to a, you know, it was tough for Jon to travel. We were really touring a lot, and he physically it was tough for him somehow. So we started thinking about doing something else, and so that trio became a quartet with Pelle Mikkelborg on trumpet, and we started doing maybe a little bigger concerts, but then also fewer concerts, and my trio with Joey Baron and Thomas Morgan sort of developed out of that, because that band was really touring and was able to play concerts in different countries every day, and you know, so, yeah. So but for that reason, I sort of had two projects at the same time, which is not actually something I do so much. But
right.
Yeah, but then, you know, the returning band would hardly ever play, basically, and then we just did that recording, and it, you know, ECM's release calendar somehow had the. That's not really something I'm in control of. Basically.
Right. Now, so it sounds like then that the quartet maybe was kind of more of a studio project, and then this trio is like a touring act out of which Bay of Rainbows might have developed. Can you kind of pinpoint what for you creatively is distinct or like kind of, you know, do you see a difference in what you write when you're kind of in the studio versus when you're on the road?
I mean, the trio with Joey and Thomas, we've been touring for the last maybe 4 or 5 years, and I think we play like 50, maybe even 60 concerts per year sometimes. And I sort of, like, I write for this band particularly, but I also bring in material from my older recordings, and so we sort of have a song catalog of maybe 50 songs or something that we can sort of go into when we improvise.
Mm-hmm.
The music we're playing in this band is just developing on tours. Like if we do a 2-week tour, we play concerts every day, and the music will slowly like develop from concert to concert. I was always enjoying all these places we went in the music live, and I thought many times that it would be nice to sort of also document that on a CD. And that's the reason why I asked ECM if they would give me permission to do a live album, because I thought that, you know, what we did live was quite different from when we went into the studio somehow. First of all, I wouldn't. Like, if we did a new studio album, I would bring in 5 or 6 or 10 completely new compositions, and we would sort of work on them from scratch in the studio. And mm-hmm. that's a nice, you know, that can turn out nice, and that's, you know, like, but in a live setting, it's different. It doesn't have to be new pieces, because the new things in the music is what's happening when we are standing on a stage in front of an audience and taking chances and so on.
So sort of a spontaneity and an energy that wouldn't be the same as in the studio then?
Yeah, not necessarily better, but just different. And with this band, I like it a lot. I mean, Joey and Thomas are really incredible musicians, and the interaction is always interesting. There's always a lot of listening going on. And for that reason, I thought it was kind of an obvious choice to do it like that.
How did you first connect with Thomas and Joey?
Well, Thomas Morgan. Well, my first recording session, or first sort of interplay with Thomas, was in a recording session in Brooklyn with a Danish piano player, actually. But I had heard him play a few times before. We were both engaged with Paul Motion in New York, and so I heard about Thomas through Paul. I think the first time I heard him play, though, was actually with Joey Barron, where Thomas Morgan was subbing for what's his name? He was subbing for a bass player in Joey's group, and I thought he was incredible. And at that time, he was really, really young. And I remember basically from the first time I heard Thomas play that, I thought that this was a person that, you know, it would be a dream come true to actually be able to work with him. Mm-hmm. So that's. And Joey and I played together for the first time with Thomas Danko in Poland, a festival that Danko was curating. But before that, I had been a huge fan of Joey's for many years, and listening to his music and hearing him play different settings. So yeah, it's both Thomas and Joey are musicians that sort of was on my radar for a long time.
Was it Joey's versatility that made you a fan of him, like hearing him in different settings?
I think for me, what first struck me with Joey was his obvious kind of joy of playing music,
mm-hmm.
And his his way of interacting and you know, so obvious to see and hear that there was. It's just boiling over with music somehow. He was really into music and in a really playful way. And then getting into him in a more sort of deep way, I started realizing all the nuances in his playing, like the very melodic way he's playing the drums, it's like he's there's so many like I actually don't really consider him a drummer. I think he's like he's almost like a lead instrument somehow. You know, you can always trace his ideas in the band. If you hear him, Joey, do something, and you can be sure that it's deriving from something that occurred on the bandstand. That it's a sound that he heard or color or something, and it's that was the next thing that sort of really inspired me with him, like how he's able to listen and sort of translate ideas on the spot.
Back here on Pledgerama 2018, going to take a quick break from the Jacob Bro interview. There is more, including Bro's selection from his new record. Just to remind you, 474-6610, area code 204. If you're calling from out of town, umfm.com/donate. You can pledge anywhere in the world. Take credit card. We take money order. We take cash. We take check. We take debit during the weekdays. But there are a lot of ways to pay and a lot of things to get for those pledges. $25 gets you the Friends with Benefits card, UMFM stickers, and a set of enamel pins. At the $50 level this year, we have a new UMFM coffee mug. Those have always been popular in the past with the other versions. $75, we have a choice of two different designs for the UMFM pledge shirts, including a really great baseball tee. You can see the merch online on our Facebook page. We posted photos of these things. $101.50 level gets you the coffee mug, the hot sauce, and your choice of a pledge t-shirt or a UMFM trucker cap with the 20th anniversary logo. That's right, UMFM celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. 474-6610. Amazingly, after those first 10 minutes of that interview,
didn't have a pledge of $10 or more. So, I mean, we had something come in online, but unfortunately not for this show. So we are at $525 right now. The goal is $36,000, but you still have a chance to get your hands on those Jacob Bro tickets for Sunday night, worth way more than $10. Just a $10 pledge at 474-6610. Any amount helps the station with our ambitions over the course of the year. We have all sorts of draws and prizes, and I'll be back to talk a little bit more about that. But for now, we're going to hear the remainder of the Jacob Bro interview.
Now, you mentioned, you know, going back into sort of like your past catalog of songs, that like normally if you were going into the studio, you wouldn't have done that. You would have come in with a whole set of new stuff, whereas this gave you the opportunity to kind of go back. Were there certain songs that lent themselves best to that re-exploration with this trio, or like was there anything that just kind of didn't quite strike?
Well, now on the album, I believe there are like five pieces, but that's just, I mean, we've been working with a lot bigger pool of songs, and in this group, it's we really improvise a lot, and I think, I haven't really encountered like problems with other pieces somehow. It's just, it's a coincidence, like which songs happen to be good on the nights of recording and which songs were left out somehow. But I wrote songs in for many of my recording sessions. I've been writing music very for specific people. Like I did a trilogy with Lee Konitz, Bill Frisell, and Thomas Morgan, and Ben Street was playing bass, and Paul Motion was on it. And I would write specifically material with these people in mind. Also, I have a quintet with three horn players, two drummers, two bass players, and so on. And I would write music especially for this group. Mm-hmm. But actually, from touring with Paul Motion and being a part of his band, exploring his old back catalog with him, and sort of realizing how songs that I listened to with Paul Motion's trio and quintet would sound all of a sudden in a completely new context, that inspired me to do the same thing with my music. And I think it actually, you know, one of the first times I started going back in my back catalog with my trio was at we were doing a sound check and Thomas Morgan was playing something and I was like, that sounds... What is that? I was like, what is that song? I kind of like it, but I don't know where I heard it. And I realized that he was playing one of my old songs. And I was like, wow, let's try that tonight. And that sort of opened up my, like, okay, like this, I don't have to come up with a new piece or 10 new pieces every time we meet to go on the road. We have a huge catalog of songs that can be a springboard for improvisations.
Pairing something down, like taking something that was for a initially and playing it in a trio, are you like kind of excising what you think is kind of the core of it, or somehow trying to like double up or figure out kind of how to make that trio bigger in some way? Like what's kind of the conception?
I think like in my compositions, I'm always, well, at least at the moment, what I'm searching for is the like core of the song. So I will write something that sort of works with a very minimal setting. Like I usually write just with my voice and my guitar, and then sort of come up with either chord progression or a melody that I think is strong enough to stand on its own. And then, that's also sort of like why I think once I have that, I might have written it for my tintet, but then it's still like it can work in a completely different way also if I'm just playing a trio or maybe I'm playing it at a solo concert. And how the songs, you know, come out is not something I'm so pre-concerned about. It's, sometimes in my trio, I want to add many layers and do a very thick-sounding version of a piece and that might sort of create like some sort of like what do you say that might point in the direction of my tintet, which is like quite a massive sound, but it's not like something I do with intention. It's I'm just always trying to like let the music free when I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically the most important thing. And I've found that my compositions are working like that. It's, I know Joey and Thomas really love to improvise as well. And it's, I don't want to sort of put a lid on that. I want them to be open and follow their ears. And then my songs can somehow be a part of that without disturbing the freedom somehow. That's a beautiful thing. So I think like I get surprised myself in terms of how a certain piece that I wrote maybe in 2010 and recorded with my tintet, all of a sudden it sounds completely different with another band, and I really love that.
Do you write from a place of emotion? Like, do you find that, you know, your feelings come through your compositions?
Yes, I do. Like most, sometimes I'm, you know, well, first of all, when I am writing, I'm not practicing, I'm not thinking about how to improve my music or my playing or booking gigs or anything. When I'm writing music, I set a time frame for, it can be a week, 2 weeks, a month, where I'm completely devoted to just finding little things that moves me somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to be in that state somehow, because there's no I don't put any pressure on myself in terms of how I spend my time. A whole day can go by, and if I pick up the guitar at 10 in the evening and create a little thing that I can hear would be something that could open up and turn into music one day, then that day was okay.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, I can pick up the instrument and play something and put the guitar back, and then I can take a walk and I can come back and I can play the same thing, and all of a sudden I can hear that, wow, this is actually something. So in that way, I'm emotionally sort of devoted to writing, because it's, you have to sort of... That goes sort of, you have to know when there is something that can turn into music. And that somehow also, for me, involves being in a certain state of mind, I think.
Have the emotions associated with parenthood influenced your songwriting at all? Like, have you noticed, you know...
Funny enough, like the music for Returnings and Bay of Rainbows was all recorded prior to, and the Bay of Rainbows was recorded like a month before my baby daughter was born.
Mm.
So at the moment, I'm composing music for a choir recording I'm working on, and I'm sure that, like, you know, my experiences in my everyday life is definitely a part of my writing, and has always been. So having a daughter now will definitely also affect that at some point. But it's not something I'm sort of thinking about. It's just, I'm just aware of the fact that you know, what I do with my life, the people I surround myself with, the books I read, the music I listen to, the nature I'm living in, it's all a part of what's coming out, I think. I believe, at least.
Right. Before I let you go, Jacob, I want to get you to pick a track off Bay of Rainbows that we can play for listeners. And if you have a reason why you're picking that one in particular, or an anecdote about the recording, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. Let me think. Why don't you play the track that ECM is using also for promotion now, which is called Red Hook. It's number two on the album, and it's my first composition ever, basically. I wrote it I can't even remember how many years ago, but it's many years ago. It might be something like 20, 5 years ago. And I wrote it when I was trying to write something. And like I had a school exercise, I had to write some sort of music that was, you know, involving specific chords and amounts of notes and stuff. And all of a sudden, I was to get away from that exercise. I was stuck with this little melody that I didn't really know what it was, but I just thought it sounded nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it down and I put it away. And a few years later, I was playing a little bit more seriously. And that song sort of came out when I was improvising. And I was like, wow, this is... It was hardly nothing, but it sort of developed into, fun 5, 10, 15 minutes every time it came out of an improvisation. And I was like, revealed itself to be a composition. And I was quite surprised that it could be done like that somehow. And now, 25 years later, it's still a song that I somehow go into every now and then. I think looking at what I also wrote at that same time, I was pretty lucky with that little thing.
Mm. Not every song from that era is something revisiting?
None. Absolutely none of them are revisiting worthy. But that one was completely different also from everything else I wrote. And yeah, it was just a fun little thing, I think, to look back at and see, wow, that was actually... I remember writing it, sitting by the drum kit in my father's... he was teaching in a school, and yeah, not knowing that I would be playing that song probably for the rest of my life. That's kind of funny, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you very much for taking some time, Jacob. October 14th at the Goodwill, and looking forward to seeing you here in Winnipeg, and safe travels in the interim.
Thanks a lot. Looking forward as well.
breaking the seal. Where the cold jets in, my house is a stone sitting in the stream of the wind. I wanna say your name, I wanna see you again. My heart is a stone singing in the palm of your hand.
UMFM. We're back here on Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. And that was Carly Dow with Cut and Run from her new album Comet, which gets its release next Thursday, October 18th at the West End Cultural Center. And the day before that, Wednesday, October 17th from noon to 1 p.m., Carly will be my guest here at the station during Pledgerama. We preempt Democracy Now!, which normally airs from noon to 1 p.m., have a different guest each day. And so Carly will be playing some songs from the record Comet and talking about it and sharing some stories. Carly was actually one of the first guests on Pledgerama. 7 years ago, she was a guest on my show here during Pledgerama, and very happy to have her back. She just released a video for Cut and Run, which, small world, features two of my mom's very good friends, the Wattons, as a couple. If you get a chance to check out the video, that's them. That's their Volkswagen hippie van in it. Shout out to my mother for her donation. Karen Els, thank you. I should mention that for my own incentives this year, anyone who pledges at any amount gets a book. I've done a series of author interviews over the course of the last couple of years, particularly with the Winnipeg International Writers Fest. And I have a stack of books that I've read and now would like someone else to get a chance to read. And so first come, first serve in terms of choices. But most recently, I just talked to Rowie Hage,
award-winning author about his new one, Beirut Hellfire Society. And there's more great books in that pile. So that's any donation. 204-474-6610 is the donation line right now. And umfm.com/donate. You can do it online as well. And just indicate that you're pledging towards Thank God It's Free Range or TGIFR when you do. Anyone who pledges at the $25 level or more will be entered into a draw for what I'm calling the drop card draw. Over the course of the last little while, I've been collecting those download codes from a bunch of different releases that I've enjoyed. I've got one from the Dirty Projectors' latest Lamplit Pros, Leon Bridges' latest Good Thing, the Courtneys' Roman Numero 2 album, Soccer Mommy's Clean, Helena DeLand, Joseph Lineberg, Buffy St. Marie, and more. I think there's almost 20 of them. So at like about $10 a download, it's about $200 worth of downloads. And all music that has been played or featured here on Thank God It's Free Range. So that's your opportunity to get your hands on some great stuff. And you'll also, at the $25 level, of course, get the UMFM Friends with Benefit card, which is good for 10% off into the music's both locations. And over the course of a year of record buying, that'll certainly probably pay for itself. You'll also get the UMFM enamel pins. At the $50 level, we've got a great coffee mug. We've done beer steins last year and pint glasses in the past, but the coffee mug is back. It's a new design by our friend Kevin Mosden, and it's great. Looks really nice, kind of matte black with a gunmetal gray interior. Beautiful thing. You can check out the site to see pictures of it. $75, you got a choice of UMFM Pledge t-shirts, two different designs, the 20th anniversary design, courtesy of our old pal Mr. Mulligan, formerly of the Winnipeg Natural Funk Company. And the Kevin Mosden design that is also featured on the mug. We've got the 101.50 level gets you a coffee mug. The hot sauce done by our friends at 1882 Fruit-Based Hot Sauce Company. It is exclusive to the Pledgerama. No other way to get this great hot sauce. We've got a, and then your choice of a Pledge t-shirt or a UMFM trucker cap. The big thing, $250, sounds like a lot, but if you split it two ways, because you get two of pretty much everything, $125 each over the course of a year. We will do installment plans. You could do $12 a month, or I guess $10 and some change a month. Really good bargain. And that also gets you three entries into the Golden Ticket Contest. And what that is, you'll be hearing more about this from other people throughout the week as Pledgerama continues. But participating partner venues, the Park, the West End, the Pyramid, the Goodwill, and the Handsome Daughter, and then the festivals, Jazz Winnipeg and the Winnipeg Folk Festival. So you'll get three entries into the draws for these seven different festivals and venues, and you will get tickets to either the entire Winnipeg Folk Festival for you and a guest, or, you know, tickets to see any show you want for a year at the Park. Of course, there are some restrictions because they do rentals for private events and things like that. You won't be able to get into those. But over the course of a year, if you went to one show a month, you and a guest at $20 a ticket, you'll definitely more than pay for your $250 donation, and that will help the station immensely over the course of the year. I mentioned earlier that our new website launched October 1st. Looks great. Very great functionality in terms of sharing and then also viewing it on mobile. And you'll be able to stream things easier and check us out online easier. And you can, of course, pledge online at umfm.com/donate. The other draw that's happening, every day there is a $75 level draw for the Half Pints prize pack. And the grand prize is a private brewery tour and a keg of your choice. And so there's a different draw each day. And this is the shortest day of the pledge drive. It starts at 6:30 and runs till 3 a.m. Phone lines open again tomorrow, 6 a.m. through 3 a.m. So this is the best odds of getting your name drawn for the $75 level Half Pints prize pack. So 474-6610 is the number to call. So I've mentioned my pledge incentive. I am going to play you a new track from Danny Michel, who is going to be releasing a new record called White and Gold. And he's going to be coming to town November 6th at the West End Cultural Center. So if you get the golden ticket for the West End Cultural Center, you'll be able to see this show as part of that golden ticket thing for free. This is Born in the Wild here on 101.5 UMFM.
You boys and girls, born wild in a broken world, diamond smiles and ocean pearls, and dreaming of a world as one. us here in the dead of night, left to fend for yourselves and fight. And in the darkness you'll ignite, you're the spark to bring the light. Kick it till the walls come down. Don't let them push you round. They said you're just a child, but they're running scared. You were born in the wild. I'm in love with your aging hearts, born in a battle that you didn't start. Blindfolded in the endless dark and looking for a world as one. But I know you're gonna find the light. I know you're gonna set things right. I know you're gonna shine so bright, fighting for a world as one. Kick it till the walls come down. Don't let them push you around. They said you're just a child, but they're running scared. You were born in the wild. Paul Bear's marching snares. We need change, not thoughts and prayers. I wanna be the one that overheats, and you drag the statues through the streets. I'm in love with you, boys and girls, born wild in a broken world. Diamond smiles and ocean pearls, dreaming of a world as one. Kick it till the walls come down. Don't let them push you around. They said you're just a child, but they're running scared, 'cause you were born in the wild. You were born in the wild.
I took the tape, now I'm seeing ghosts. man himself may be done playing live, but that doesn't mean the musical legacy of Paul Simon won't live on to be performed by others. On Saturday, October 13th, a talented crop of local performers will celebrate Simon at a special show called Still Crazy. Be it jazz, folk, or pop, Simon's songbook is an expansive one, and the night will feature artists drawn from each scene, including David Landreth, Sheena Ratai, Will Bonis, and more, all under the curation of Aaron Shore. Advance tickets for the evening are only $25 plus fees and can be purchased at Into the Music, The West End, and online at Ticketfly.com. Get yours and come celebrate the music of Paul Simon at Still Crazy, Saturday, October 13th at the West End Cultural Center, proudly presented by 101.5 UMFM.
With their critically acclaimed new studio album, I Like Fun, in town, Brooklyn's legendary alt-rockers They Might Be Giants make their way to Winnipeg to play their first show ever at the Garrick on Sunday, October 21st. Performing with an expanded lineup, the show promises all-time classics that span their epic career and spur-the-moment improvisations that will delight even their exhausted road crew. To be direct, this show is not to be missed. Tickets for this newly expanded show are still moving fast and are on sale now for $35 plus fees. Available through Ticketfly and the Winnipeg Folk Festival office. Here all year. Don't miss the legendary They Might Be Giants at the Garrick on October 21st. Brought to you by the Winnipeg Folk Festival and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
So earlier this afternoon, before Pledger Emma officially started at 6:30, local stoner metal band Spine of Earth stopped by and made a donation. They also donated a copy of their disc and a t-shirt. They challenged other stoner metal acts in Winnipeg to match the $60 that they pledged to the station, our thanks to Spine of Earth. They're playing tonight at the Dog Pound, which is the venue inside of Bulldog Pizza at 1364 Main Street, playing alongside Dojo Cobra, who were on Free Range Radio last night with Skippy. So we're going to hear a track from Spine of Earth. It's called Torn Ligament. It's off a new EP that they just put out. And then right after that, we got a brand new track from Kurt Vile. His new record is out today. We're going to hear Rolling with the Flow after Torn Ligament here on 101.5 UMFM.
Are you still here? Are you brave? Through the rules of fear. once was a thought inside my head. Before I reach 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go. I keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up and do just fine. Oh, but I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow. All guys my age are raising kids. I'm raising hell just like I did. I got a lot of crazy friends. They forgive me of my sins. Some might be calling me a bum, but I'm still out there having fun. Jesus loves me, yes I know. So I keep on rolling with the flow. Keep on rolling. Keep on. Keep on rolling. All guys my age all raise kids. I'm raising hell just like I did. I got a lot of crazy friends. They forgive me of my sins. Can't take it with you when you're gone, but I want enough to get there on. And I ain't never growing old, so I keep on.
Just around, Lord, I need you. kids running down Fifth Street. They're all just like me.
Active just got easier. The new Recreation Services mobile app can help to maximize your opportunities for being active by giving you convenient access to all of your schedules and information whenever and wherever you need it. Learn more or download the app for free at uofmactiveliving.ca.
And we're back here on Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio and the kickoff for Pledgerama 2018. Our goal over the course of the next week is $36,000. Last year it was $34,000. We have upped it a little bit. We overachieved last year and we're looking to do the same this year. We're at $675,000 right now. Pretty healthy little total, but the night is still young. After 8 Radio is only 10 minutes or so away. Kai's just getting the decks warmed up. The phone lines are open, 204-474-6610, and Oxide himself is out manning those phones. Give him something to talk to. He's got an hour and change to kill before he hits the decks. UMFM.com/donate if you want to do it online. We will take all sorts of payments, Visa, MasterCard, debit, cash, check, money order. If there's a way to pay us, we will take it. We got time for one or two more tracks before we let things go over to the house and tech side of things. I don't know if you heard the ad earlier in the show, but Mittenclaps, they are releasing their new album, Can't Not, tomorrow night. And we're going to play the title track from that. And we'll be back to plug one more thing after this. We'll be right back. Winnipeg's own Mitten Claps with the title track to their new album Can't Not, which gets its release tomorrow night at 4th down in the Exchange. Well Sister opening for them. Tickets are only $10 at the door, and the doors are at 7 o'clock. I should mention, before the Mitten Claps, I played a little something from Donovan Woods. It's just been announced that he's coming back in March. And, man, fantastic singer-songwriter. Played the Winnipeg Folk Festival. If you caught his interview here on Free Range, Polaris-nominated songwriter, has a lot to say. He's a very interesting dude. And this is the place where you can hear those kind of interviews, long-form interviews with interesting artists talking at length about their art and about the world. Thanks to Jacob Bro for his interview earlier today, and to Ticket Momster for her segment. And I'm really looking forward to more Ticket Momster segments in weeks to come. Go to the show. Speaking of, go to the show, the Mitten Claps, tomorrow. Next Thursday night, the 18th, Tokyo Police Club playing the Goodwill's anniversary show. And I'm going to play you something from their new album, TPC, coming out on Dynalone Records. But I should mention that Fleece, the openers, are fantastic. I got their album Voyager at their last Handsome Daughter show. And the folks on one of the brand new shows, Can We Hang, which is Sundays from 4 to 5 p.m., in the old Dagwood radio spot, following Thank God It's Free Range, Gabby and Miles are going to be talking to Fleece as part of their Pledgerama show. 474-6610, the lines are open. Our goal is $36,000. We're at $675 right now, but the night is still young. I want to give a quick shout out to Archer, Callum, Thompson, and Isley, and of course Michelle, my family at home, who are going to see less of me than usual this week. Going to be here for a little while this evening. So I'm stumbling around, but I'm out of time here on Thank God It's Free Range, and so it's coincidental that I'm going to play you a track called Out of Time from Tokyo Police Club. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for pledging, those of you so far. Thanks to Ilza Seplis, who made a pledge. And stick around for After 8 Radio coming up after this.
This October 31st is a nightmare on Ellis Street.